Just like that, it's now time for us to get into conversation with some of my favorite people on the North Coast. It's the Wolf Pack. Well, it used to be. But they one of them changed their name. Traitor to the cause, Nicole. Trevor and Nicole. Yeah, they are Al Pescatore. And if you go to Bolito Connect, if you're looking for what we consider to be among the top experiences, dining experiences on the North Coast, you go to Bolito Connect and look up restaurants. They'll come up number one. Now, why? That's what they're here to talk about. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
So, but Al Pescatore, a legacy of excellence since 1989. Hey, established by Trevor in 89 and still going strong. That's a hell of a record. And it's tough. I mean, you've traded through some of the most cataclysmic moments in our history.
Crazy.
Yeah, insurrection, pandemic, all sorts
Tidal
of
waves.
Economic drama. The sea
Tidal
pumping and oh man, you've done it all.
We've just missed earthquake. We got to
do stop it. Put that back in your pocket.
Yeah. Trevor, don't do that, man. Okay. So, barring earthquakes, what have you got lined up for December?
Well, Nicole, what are we going to do December? December's going to be crazy, and I think this is going to be the big one.
We've done a lot of
people. We can see already. I mean, what's happened is we're busy already, and I see a lot of families coming in from up north, and I'm like, how come you're here already? And they're going, well, we're here to get the better deals. And we're taking our holidays early. So that's a good point that we are going to
run. Interesting that you mentioned that, because I've noticed there's a lot more holiday traffic, shall we say.
Definitely.
Without a doubt.
And people seem to be here. You're right. They are here early. And you used to be able to predict who's coming when. You know, you had the students, and then you had the ragers, and then you had the families, and you had the... You know. But now it's a complete mixed bag.
This is new. This is new, definitely. And then, of course, January is going to be long. I think the kids go back on the 20th or something, or the 17th. It's really a long, long season.
Which is marvelous for you.
If I survive.
We are not... I'm not complaining.
If Dad survives. I think she's killing me.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, you know what? We've been so fortunate, and we're so grateful. We've had the most exceptional support this year, and especially in the last 2 months, we've done a lot of renovations in the restaurant. The restaurant, guys, I can't tell you, it is looking amazing. I've just finished my second to last revamp in the restaurant for this year. The last little bit will be going in on the 8th. But if you guys are looking for a beautiful new booth seating with a magical sea view, I have officially got it.
Where the old bar used to be.
Of course, those that don't know, we renovated our bar this year, mid-year, and the restaurant has got a new lick of paint. It is looking light, bright, open, and we are so matching the beautiful cuisine that we have to offer. So the restaurant is starting to look like the taste.
And you're very fortunate because, well, clearly the food is exceptional, as is the ambiance. But your position, your location is iconic.
Absolutely.
And people coming to the coast, I think, want to see the sea if they're having a special occasion, if it can incorporate the ocean and the beach and the rocks and the spray. Because that's how close you are to. Yeah. I mean, you literally overlook the rocks and the spray and the beach. And the whales come past when they're around. They wave at you because they like it as well.
You know, Dave, talking about that, every morning almost I get to experience dolphins. Yesterday we had a beautiful splash from a whale. That never loses its nostalgia, its beauty. You know, it doesn't matter whether the weather's great or it's a little bit overcast and miserable, you still get vitamin C at our place.
Well, the thing is, the sea has many moods and it changes all the time. So it's never boring.
Never.
Never a dull moment from a location point of view. It couldn't be better. You've got good parking. Access is good. And the food, well, let's talk about that.
We've got to tell you a story. We got a huge accolade. You want to go over it? There was a national competition for pizzas, the best pizzeria. In the country. This
really?
Is not
in
local.
The country.
Was this run by an independent team?
So this was run by Porcupine Ridge Wineries.
Wine. Okay.
And they went and approached all pizzerias around the country. And we qualified to enter ourselves in. And I'm absolutely thrilled. I've got goosebumps as we're talking about. We have come up as second runner-up, which is third place in the country as the best pizzeria.
That's amazing because you're much more than... I mean, pizzas are what you do, part of what you... Yeah. But only part of. You've got this reputation for doing so many things so well. And that's unusual as well.
That's fantastic. You know, we know but for our fresh
fish. But your pizzas are excellent because that's a wood-fired oven.
Absolutely.
Yes. Done traditionally with that gorgeous crust. So many folk get that wrong. It's so disappointing. You know what? I take it personally if I go for it because I'm not really allowed to have a pizza regularly because, you know, still trying to chase the old, svelte body that I'm looking for summer. But that's never coming back, by the way. But anyway, and you're going to have, it's a special occasion, even if it's just a pizza, and it's a disappointment. That is, I take that personally.
Without a doubt.
I don't make a big fuss. It hurts me.
Yeah.
And that's... Why, when you come to a place that that's why we've got you number top of the list of in Palito Connect, because no one that goes to El Pescatore ever leaves unhappy. If they are unhappy, you sort it. I know that. You guys are there.
We are hands on in that approach.
I mean, you can't always get it. People are difficult to the public, but it's how you deal with the problem, eh? And everyone, I think, has a day. You know, we're just not feeling it. But it's how you sort it, and you guys go the extra mile, which is marvelous.
The pressure we have, Dave, is we're as good as our last meal. So I could give a person 100 good meals. If you give him one bad, you may never see him for a long, long time.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it's very hard on the restaurateur if they don't know. And it does happen. I mean, I'm that guy. I'll go and say have a bad pizza, and I won't say a word. I'll just not ever go back. And it's sad, which is why I think Palito Connect is cool, because it's also got... We say that if you go on our recommendation to any of the businesses in Palito Connect and you are disappointed, give us a shout. Yeah. Give me a shout. You're not complaining to the restaurateur. You're talking to me. I will then go to you, to Trevor, to Nicole, and say, listen, this guy had, it was whatever. And it's fantastic because then you, as the business owner, have an opportunity to find out what went and then... You know, the idea is win-win. So we fix it, we part very, very happy. Mm-hmm. Happy customer, he'll come back, she'll come back. You'll be happy to know there was an issue that you could sort, and that's the way good business is done. That's what we're looking for.
Absolutely.
Now, I know we're coming to invade your space soon.
So
the
excited.
Life and Style team, all those reprobates, we have to keep Giselli off the source because he's going to do an afternoon show. So we're going to try our best to behave. But it's going to be, we're looking forward greatly. And then we get to be in your new section, you say.
Yeah, so we pride ourselves on, as I mentioned earlier, that we've got this beautiful new booth seating. So we pride ourselves in making sure that events, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, a Christmas function, whatever it is, we do try to go the extra mile. We do ask that guests, when you phone in, because bookings are essential at this time of year, that you please let me know what the occasion is. And we go the extra mile. We do a little bit of table decor. And for birthdays and anniversaries, we do treat you to something special as well. But in terms of your setting, because you've come on a very busy day, I'm very excited to have you. And we are going to set you up in our beautiful new booth section. It literally was completed yesterday.
Wow.
And
I'll tell everyone to behave on their finest behavior.
It's fine. Those tables are strong. Those tables are strong. They're worth dancing on.
Ooh.
Yes.
You see, a good time at El Pescatore is always guaranteed. And it's all to do with the ethos. You know, it's food and it's atmosphere and it's beauty of the decor. But there's an indefinable... something that makes a place feel lekker,
like,
and it's generally the host. You can feel it. Your ambiance is there. It's warm. It's welcoming, and it just feels. You say it like home.
Better than home, man. Our restaurant is an extension of ourselves and our family.
Yeah.
So when you come into our restaurant, it's not just a restaurant. You walk into our home.
So that therein, I think, lies the magic. It is with love. And with passion and with huge commitment, because since 1918, how many years is that? 89?
36. 36, yeah.
That's something.
Nicole was 8 months old when we started the restaurant.
Wow.
And you were a lot darker in your hair.
Yes, that's true. And I did leave her at the restaurant, forgot her at the restaurant on a few occasions, which I never told her mother.
Well, you kind of mentioned it now on the radio, so I think she might know. But well done and congratulations on a fantastic brand. It really is one of the jewels in the crown of Brand Bellito, and I think we're very fortunate as a community to have these points of excellence to celebrate, and long may the Alt Pescatore flag fly.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to celebrating the festive season with you, and if you are looking for a really fabulous spot to celebrate any occasion, Al Pescatore, you know, you hear the ads on 88, you've got to go down and experience it for yourself. You haven't been for a while. I must confess, it's been a while since I've been, but I don't go out much anymore. I'm getting old, but I'm going to make a plan to go to Al Pescatore because I want to have fun. And thanks for joining me on the morning
Thank
show,
you.
Folks. I
Always
look forward to seeing you at your spot. And as a sort of parting shot, I just want to mention also that you have a sort of cocktail passion as well. The last time we were there, you had prepared some extraordinary. What is your top tip for the cocktail that's going to really turn you on this season?
You did the new cucumber. What was it?
So I like, this is my area of play, you know, my creative space. So we have we always have an insert page into our cocktail list, which is just something that's handcrafted by myself and our team. At the moment, we have a strawberry sour kiss for you to try. Just saying, if you're not getting enough kisses, come to Al Pescatore. They've got lots of kisses
when
for
lost.
You.
When
you get kissed by a sour strawberry.
Don't talk of my wife like that.
Oh, stop. And then, of course, we've got everything at the moment. Something that did really well last year, December, so I decided to bring it back. Not unknown to everybody, but a Corona Rita. It's a margarita, sour margarita blended with ice. And then inside this mammoth jug that you get a Corona upside down inside there. I tell you, you don't need many of those to start a party.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow,
they're
what
very
a combination.
Yummy. Mm.
Well, there it is. Just some top tips from Al Pescatore for this festive season. You can start early. Start today. Why not? And Trevor and Nicole, thanks so much for joining me on the morning
show. Thank you.
And continue to make us proud.
Yes.
Thank you.
This will be up as a podcast, folks, so if you want to hear the full chat, be my guest. Download the app or just go onto our website, look for the morning show, look for the photograph that's coming. You'll see Nicole has lost so much weight. I can't believe, what have you done?
Well,
not a good advert for the restaurant.
You know what, when I started, all I ate, the pizzas and pastas are so good, guys. There's a reason why we won one of the top pizzerias in the country. But then I realized, actually, we also do have the most incredible lean meals, clean, perfect for those ladies that are trying to get their, you know, beach body on. Uh-huh. Come to Al Pescatore. We serve everything from the naughties to the healthies.
Yay, we'll see you there.